And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the studio, and we have the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's in the studio. Put your hard hats on and get ready, because we're going to have one heck of a show here with Captain Dave. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network, Mighty 1090, and stoked to be in the studio. Talk about putting on the hard hats, Pete.
Yeah, man. Hey, Corey, great to have you sitting in the chair. Ricky's on his way over to Kauai, as we speak, with his family, little family getaway there.
And then, I couldn't think of a better place to spend not only Easter Day, but
yeah,
a nice spring break vacation.
Absolutely. Happy Easter to all out there, and I hope you're celebrating the Easter holiday, a very, very special day. Captain Dave
is
celebrating the Easter holiday with us right here in the studio, right?
Absolutely. We're looking for Easter eggs right now inside here.
I found some peeps.
I got some peeps. Some yellow peeps.
So what's going on, your saltwater guide?
Well, you know, it's kind of the transition time of the year right now. April, lots of wind. That bluefin as everyone knows, is biting really, really well, but it's pretty far down the line for us. We're coming out of Dana Point, so we're kind of just wax on, wax off type of thing right this time of year, keeping the boat looking pretty, getting ready for the time to go get some fish, but right now it's just keeping the boat clean and getting ready.
So, Catalina, yeah, I know you've been over there. Catalina was on fire. Good sea bass fishing, some big fish at Catalina as well as on the coast, and then things just turned off. What happened?
The bait, the squid kind of disappeared. It's kind of non-existent over at the island right now. There's really no bait over there. So if you got some fresh dead, if you can get some of that clean-looking fresh dead and get over to the island, there's still some good sea bass to be had over there. But it's all about that squid. That sea bass bite at Catalina, 99.9% of the time, is about that squid.
It's on squid beds.
It's on the squid, or it's on the beaches. It comes off the beds and goes into the beaches in the early morning hours. It comes off the beds and goes into the beaches, and then throughout the day, it's on the tide. When that tide is slack high or slack low being the best, that stuff seems to want to bite better on the beaches in 30, 32 feet of water up on the edges of the kelp. But then again, the kelp's kind of non-existent. I don't know where all the kelp went, because if history told us anything, when the water gets cold, we're supposed to have kelp.
Isn't that crazy? It is. It's kind of, yeah. It's up and down the coast. It's like there, but it's kind of sporadic, and the stuff that I see and I've been told about, it's down a little bit deeper, you know.
Yeah,
it just hasn't gotten to the length, and
it's almost like an El Nino year.
It's kind of
weird.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
It's not
very
really
strange,
yeah,
right?
I think what it is, I'll tell you my opinion. I think this is only in my opinion. I think we've had more northwesterlies, you know, westerly swells, and a lot more going on this spring and winter than we've had in 5 or 6 years. And I think that little bit of turbulence and swell, and I mean, we had some 8 to 10 foot swell periods, and I think that that's kind of knocked it down from the
heat
west.
It up.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Just a little bit. But you have to remember, we're coming into the longest days of the year, and not only do you see the weeds growing on the, you know, on the banks, and you drive on the freeway and you see 4 foot tall weeds, and your grass is growing an inch a day, that kelp starts to grow, and as we know, it can grow up to 24 inches in one day.
Right.
2 feet in one day.
Indeed. So my question would be, okay, there's sea bass one day, and then there's sea bass no day. Where do they go?
They're there, but you don't have the food that they want.
Oh, okay.
It's all about
so they're there.
The
are you metering
the fish? I
believe
they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I think they're still there. You see them on the sonar. You see them on the up and down, but you just don't have the food that they want to eat. They were locked in on that squid. Now the squid's gone. They're kind of searching around trying to figure it out. Then will they eat the fin bait? Sure they will. But then, like we were talking about before we went on air, Corey, it's all about the confidence in what you're throwing out there in the water. And if you don't feel confident because you don't have the squid, you're not going to give it that long when you're sitting on the spot waiting for them to hatch, per se,
right,
to start to bite.
You don't have that confidence of filling golden with the live squid on there.
Right, or the nice fresh dead either way. So then you're moving more than you should be. You're probably not sitting on the spot as much as you should be. And then you look at what's going on at the Channel Islands, man. The fish are biting up there.
Right.
It's biting it, but they're squid.
But there's squid up
there.
There's
squid there, so the fish are biting there. So you just got to put in your time and get over there and do what you need to do to try to figure this thing out. It's fishing. If we had it all figured out, the three of us would be sitting on a mountain of money right now. We wouldn't be up this early.
Right. Exactly.
Wait a minute. I thought he was a saltwater guy. He had it all figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got it all figured out. Yeah.
I guess for Catalina, maybe, Dave, the best case scenario would be like a little dab of squid shows up, like just not enough for a seiner to get on it.
But enough for us to get some bait.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Then you're in there.
And then that's what makes it happen.
But then the bite's on.
But that could happen. That could have happened last night.
Right, because we're in the middle of this full moon. So
everything seems
to change right after every time there's a moon. Everything changes right after that.
Or the lack of the moon.
Or the lack of the moon.
Yeah,
the lack of the moon.
Fish move. Things move.
Every day is different. Like I tell my guys all the time, the ocean's like an Etch-a-Sketch, and whatever you believe in, God, he turns that Etch-a-Sketch upside down and shakes the crap out of it every night. And then the next morning, you got to redraw the picture.
Redraw it, yeah. So tell us your history, Dave. You've been around in this sport fishing fleet for many, many years. Your dad, Captain Don, one of the like not one of the founding father of of fishing here in Orange County and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I've been blessed to be Don Hansen's son. My dad's been in the business since the late 40s, and he owns a fleet of sport fishing boats in Dana Point.
He's someplace been, called Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Yeah. My dad's been in this business for a long, long time.
He's, which, by the way, we'll be broadcasting live May 18th from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
And my, believe me, my father's very excited about you guys coming to town.
And a belated happy birthday.
Yes, 85, also. Right?
Oh, and last Sunday was a spectacular day. Oh, there was probably so 300 people there, and the stories and the love for my father was just unbelievable to see that, why he's still here to enjoy it. You know, usually you get a celebration of life like that after.
Yeah.
He was there, smile.
That's
he
so
couldn't
cool.
believe how much love was there for him. And then once again, thank you all for coming out. And those of you that didn't come and sent your messages, thank you very much. He really enjoyed his birthday party. It was pretty insane. It was pretty cool to see the love. It was, I don't know, I could
pretty
start
cool.
crying right now.
Yeah. No, that's really neat and well-deserved, too. So, all right, you grew up, I've seen pictures of you standing next to your dad in the wheelhouse when you were just a wee tiny.
Just a tiny little guy. Yeah, I remember my mom taking me fishing when I was 3 years old with my dad off the end of the San Clemente Pier, putting my tennis shoes on. It was, I remember that like it was yesterday. It's like one of the fondest memories I have of going fishing with my dad when I was 3 years old. I sat on the sink, my mom putting my shoes on, telling me I'm going to get to go see my dad. And
that's when he operated off the San Clemente
Pier. San Clemente
I was just going to say that. The Dana Harbor wasn't even there.
No, we didn't move to Dana Point until 71. So I started my life in 1962. And so I grew up when I was a little kid going with my father down to the pier, driving his station wagon onto the San Clemente Pier, out to his office, sleeping underneath his feet while he sold the tickets. He sold the tickets, and then the crew brought the boat into the pier, and then him and myself and the crew would climb down the ladder, get onto the boat, and then we'd go out fishing for the day. And it was a pretty insane way to grow up, I'll tell you. It was pretty spectacular. And then when I was 13, he allowed me to work at the office in Dana Wharf, cleaning the rent rods, learning that aspect of the thing and how to rig a rod every single day. We rig 500 or 600 rods every single day, tie the hook on, put the weight on.
It sounds so simple, but there's so much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I've seen it at Seaforth, man.
Oh,
it's a production.
And we carried so many people that we run out of rent rods, so the morning half day would get in at 11:30, and you'd have to get 60 rods ready for the 12 o'clock trip.
Ooh.
And you'd be going as fast as you can, scrubbing the rods, getting all the scales off, getting all the backlashes out, and then putting a hook on and a little twist-on rubber core sinker back then, and then the rods would go right back out again. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there would be 300 rods that would come in that have to get cleaned every single day. And that was kind of how I grew up, doing that. And then 15 years old, got to start working on the Fury 2 for John Haas. And we were fishing San Clemente Island every single day but Monday. Monday was our day to not fish. So my whole summers were spent fishing every single day. And back then, and today, it's not a fishing job. That's what guys have to understand. If you want to go be a deckhand, you're not going fishing. The one guy that gets to fish is the captain. And once in a great while, if you've been really good, he'll let you throw a bait out in the water. But if you hook something, you have to hand that pole off immediately to one of the passengers or one of the children on the boat, because it's not a fishing job. You're not there to go fishing. You're there to take care of the people. My father instilled that.
It's a hospitality industry.
Right.
It is. Yeah.
And at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, if a passenger is taking his fish off, then you suck as a deckhand. You did not do your job. The passengers don't touch the fish at Dana Wharf. That's the thing my father instilled in all of us, man. And I don't care if there's three deckhands, one cook and two deckhands, or just two deckhands and a captain. 60 people are getting...
That's a lot.
Yeah, but they're not touching the fish.
Wow.
You touch the fish, and people take it personal. So I want to take off my own fish. Well, we're like, we can't let you because we're going to get yelled at. We got to get that fish off for you.
So when did you get your first captain's license?
When I was 19 years old. So... That's 81 or 80 or 81.
And so, and you've been running boats ever since.
Right. I got to work for my father for a long time, and then I got to work for a guy named Mike Thompson that owns Newport Landing and Davies Locker now. We got to really go. I mean, don't get me wrong. Fishing sand bass and calico bass and stuff is my staple, and that's what I do today. And I try to teach my clients that. But then when Mike Thompson came into the picture with the Patrician, then we got to go to San Diego, and then we got to go catch tuna. We got to go albacore fishing. We'd come down July 4th. That's when the season started in San Diego.
Yep.
When they lit the fireworks off, that's when you went albacore fishing. The next day, July 5th, we were offshore fishing albacore, and then we did that until September, and then the boat went back up to Dana Point, and then we started fishing rockfish on the Tanner and the Cortez, fishing cows and reds all winter long, and then back to San Diego in July, and that's
what you did.
How
and
now I grew
you,
up.
And now you have your saltwater guide. Tell us about what your saltwater guide does.
So what I did was 16 years ago, I started a company called Your Saltwater Guide, where I went with you on your boat and taught you how to fish on your boat. I was the first guy to ever do that, where I went with you. I mean, if somebody else did it, no one knew. You were doing it real secretively. I went with you on your boat. I advertised all over the place, and I started going out with different clients. And it got to a point where 4 years ago, I was on 172 different boats in 1 year.
Wow. Crazy. Think about that, Corey.
Yeah,
huh?
Right? I don't know, man.
There's nobody that does that for them. So I don't think
there's anybody else that could do that,
yeah,
right?
It's pretty gnarly to get with a brand new human being every single day on a brand new boat that you've never been on before in your life. And
just laying it out on the counter. I mean, that's more than one. Every other day, that's a different boat.
That's a different
Absolutely.
Boat.
And some days I would run two boats in one day.
Wow.
I would go with you fishing three-quarter day all with your family, and then I'd get on somebody else's boat, and we'd go to San Clemente Island that night. And this was going on for a long time. And then all winter long, I would go with you hoop netting. And I'd bring all the stuff. Every time I got on a different boat, I'd have all the stuff.
Man.
All the hooks, bait, gaffs.
Hoop nets,
bait
That's
jars.
That's a lot of work.
Every single day. And then I got these guys that I run the 65 Hatteras up in Dana Point for. These guys, I took them fishing for 8 years on their boat. And then finally they were like, hey, we want you to be our guy. So now I get to run their boat every day.
That's cool.
So that's a cool
that's
job.
That's your full-time job.
That's my full-time
that's
job.
That's the Wild in the Sack, and you take people on charters.
Yep, we do charters on that boat, plus we do a lot of stuff for the owners. I got a couple of really good owners that love to fish, so we get to go all over the place. We just spent 4 months in Cabo. But because of the fact that I'm on this yacht all the time now, it doesn't get me out with you guys on your private boat. So what I did was I put together this really cool website called Your Saltwater Guide, and for $4.99 a month, you get to get in. I don't know, it's a scary place, but you get to get into my head. And I have over 120 videos available right now on the website. I add a brand new video every week.
And you don't take any secrets. That's the cool thing about Your Saltwater Guide. You give it up. A lot of people get mad at you for giving
it
up.
Oh, there's a lot of unhappy people that are like, Dave, I can't believe you're telling them all this. Let me be honest with you guys. 30 years ago, Danny Jackson and I and Donnie Brockman made a series of videos of the spots. We started in Santa Monica Bay, and we ended down the East Cape. Pete, you're
Danny
in.
Danny Jackson hot spots.
Yeah, you're in there. Pete did some of them. I mean, you should be hated as much as me because you're on there.
I wasn't giving up any hot spots. You were giving the hot spots. I was just the talent, right?
Dave was trying to pass it off right
Yeah, here. He was the guy giving it up.
He was trying to pass it off.
Oh, absolutely he was. I'm not taking it.
That was 30 years ago, and they're still hating me today.
I don't think they're hating. Maybe they learned something, right?
And I think, honestly, in the big world of, you know, our world of fishing, I think that means you're doing your job.
Thank you.
Honestly,
yeah, if they're hating.
If I could say that.
Absolutely.
It's probably not always the same guys that are on the hate wagon, but it's because you haven't touched their
success. Most people don't like to see you succeed, let's be honest.
When and you've done so well. And, you know, I've learned so much from your videos on Saltwater Guide. You taught me how to use the balloon on the kite when fishing bluefin, how to fly the yummy flyer, how to approach the schools. I mean, I've learned a ton of stuff about bluefin tuna fishing off of your saltwater guide.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, really,
thank
really
you very
good.
Much.
And there's so much more to it, too. I mean, fishing Clemente, if you fish Clemente, man, you've got so many videos on fishing Clemente, which is really, really great.
Yeah, because like I said when we were talking here few minutes ago, I started fishing San Clemente Island for a living when I was 15 years old with some of the best captains.
So crazy.
And I learned much about that island and how it goes and how the conditions change and how things go. And back in that day, we never fished the backside of the island for yellows. There just wasn't any. It's not that there weren't. There was no yellows back there. We fished the backside all the time, but those yellows weren't there. There's yellows on the backside of the island. The sea bass up on the west end, all that stuff, it changes. It's all cyclical.
Was there any Navy issue back then?
Not like there is today.
Yeah.
Today they use that island so much, and there's so much stuff going on there all the time with Top Gun school and SEAL team and all the different things going on, and there's so much more structure on the island than there ever was before. But you know what? There was a lot of stuff going on at the island, but we didn't know about it because there was no internet.
No.
Now you can go on your phone or you can go on your laptop or your iPad and you can see exactly what the schedule is every day.
Yep.
And you can fish around it. Where before we would get over to the island and you didn't know. And then the next thing you know, there's Channel 16. They're blowing up your radio, trying to get you out of there.
Shooting bombs over your head.
They come out on a chopper and pull you out of there, tell you you got to get out because the zone's hot. Nowadays, we got the internet, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. So much to talk about here with Captain Dave, and he can give you away some secrets here. So all you have to do is just ask him right here, right, Corey?
It is, man, and we're going to have a fun time in studio on this Easter day with Dave. Who could be better to be in here with us? And you want to give us a call? You're listening on the app. It's 877-792-1090. The second line is going to be an 858-457-1090. Give us a shout. We have one lucky winner today, Pete.
Big winner.
Huge winner, okay? You're going to win a full-year membership to fishdope.com, okay? A full-year subscription to Dave's website. Or what's
or Saltwater Guide.
Or Saltwater Guide.
So there's two subscriptions right there to two different deals. And from Fisherman's Processing, you're going to win your choice. Is it your choice?
Yeah, your choice. You go on FP Gourmet, and you win your choice of three rubs.
And, dude, those things are so good.
Yeah.
I use them all the time.
What's your favorite?
I like the Smokehouse Beef Rub.
Yeah.
I think it's called a Beef Rub. It's a Smokehouse Beef Rub, and I use it on everything, and it's so darn good. It's good
poke
on chicken.
Mix. I love the Poke Mix.
Oh, the Poke Mix is a good one.
Really
good one. And the Cajun one, too. You know, I'm not
good,
usually a huge Cajun fan, but, man, put some of that rub on there and not blacken it so far, but just to get the flavor, and it is so darn
They've
good.
They've done such a good job. And so one lucky caller is going to win that enormous prize package.
And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook Up with your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hanson. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Thanks for joining us today on Easter Day. Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Mr. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide in studio. And, man, it's just, we're having a fun time. And I know our short break right there, we couldn't stop from laughing, Pete.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, he was talking about the good old days at San Clemente Island, how good the calico fishing was. And, you know, and by practicing catch and release like you and I do, Corey, with calico bass,
yeah,
that fishery will sustain and do very well.
It's huge.
It's guys like Dave that kill them all that are like, you know.
A little bit of thinning's not so
all
bad.
All we can have is
a little
five.
Bit of thinning.
I mean, we can only have five.
And they have to be 14 inches.
Which is, I mean, honestly, I say it in every seminar and I say it in every speak and I'll say it now. That's the best thing that happened to our world. I never thought that that would even be on the table. They would even think about bass limits and sizing. I mean, that's the coolest thing that's ever happened in my life. Seriously,
yeah. And it's helped it's helped the industry. It's helped people catching more bass, more to take home, right?
Absolutely.
And you still release the big ones, right? The big breeders.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Dave. We're working with you.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, you know, those big spawny ones full of eggs, yeah,
they
you got to
let
them
well
go.
Anyway.
You got to let them go.
That 14-incher is the good-eater one, right?
Absolutely.
And honestly, you take a 12-incher versus a 14-incher, there's honestly, just letting it grow 2 inches, and that little bit of length, there's probably double the amount of fillet weight.
The meat.
Roughly.
On
I
there.
Mean,
yeah,
it's
got to
be.
Oh, it's
yeah.
thicker. The meat's also thicker.
And Dave, you're talking about the good old days. I mean, going out to Clemente and seeing the ocean in the early 70s and late 60s or whatever, I believe that today we are actually living the good old days. From everything from sea bass to bluefin to local calico fishing to all that on the board, from inshore to offshore, I truly believe that the young millennial, you know, the 12 to 25 year old that has no idea is living
the best it's ever been.
Thank you.
My dad will tell you that right now. He's been looking at it. I know there's guys on here that have been doing it longer, but since 47, and there's nothing that compares to what we're living in right now. And when we were talking about the San Clemente Island thing, on the backside of Clemente right now and for the last couple of years, that calico bass fishing is, like, I was getting to the end of the story here, and then we came out of the break, but that backside of Clemente right now is fishing as good as it's ever fished since I was a little kid. It's, you find some stringers or you find some kelp back there, and there's a little bit of trickle of downhill current, and you can forget about it. It's insane, the calico bass fishing right now. And there's a phenomenal amount of five-pound-plus fish boiling all over the place, chasing bait.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane, you know? And I see you guys go over there with your bass boats, and Jimmy Decker, my buddy, he goes over there. I mean, these guys leave just to go to Clemente on their bass boats and do 100 miles an hour and go out to Clemente and just to fish calicos, and it's insane.
It's so much fun. Such a great fishery. And that fishery is just coming into its own here. May, June, July, that's when it happens,
right? The spawning time, oh, baby.
Look at Corey. He just lit up.
I am lit up.
Yeah. Insane. To have that fishery right here, 50 miles off the beach.
Awesome.
Is insane.
And it's awesome that the U.S. Navy shares it with us, too, you know, because they could shut that whole thing down.
I think,
you know, and God forbid they do that, but if people don't abide by the rules, they will. So it's just fantastic that the Navy says, okay, we're going to keep you guys informed and be able to and allow you guys to come in here and fish while we're doing our work.
Right, and you can make a plan. You can look and you can see where it's open, where it's closed, what time it's closing, what time it's opening, and you can fish around it. Or you can not go there if it's not open. Don't go. Don't cause the problem. Don't be the guy.
No.
Don't be that guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
Because we know that
Speaking of which, I actually have one spot left on our Let's Talk Hookup Islander kayak trip with Fastlane Kayaks in June, mid-June. It's a Tuesday through Thursday. It's a day-and-a-half trip. Leave Tuesday night, fish Wednesday, come back Thursday morning. One spot left on that trip. It's such a great trip.
No better way to experience the island. Seriously.
Unbelievable. So if you want to grab that last spot, you can just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, and it's right on our shop page. You can buy that spot right there and come with us.
And there's so many cool people that go on the trip.
Maybe we'll get Corey.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've been talking to him about it.
Keep talking about this calico thing.
I got the Shogun trip June 15th.
Oh, that's right.
But listen, so I probably will have Doug or Eugene, one of the guys that helps me out at the booth, go on that trip. And then the Islander trip is which date now? The same.
It's like that same week. It's like June 14th.
I think it is. So
yeah. Oh, so you may not go on the Shogun trip.
I might not. I mean, that might be Doug and Eugene, so I might
have
an opportunity.
So you might see Corey on that trip.
Yeah, I just might go and enjoy a burger and fish calicos a half day.
Oh, it's so much fun. Those guys on the Islanders, such a great job.
Yes.
Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Dave. You want to get through? Two lines open. It's been a busy morning, and it's going to continue that way because Captain Dave's a very popular guy. It's 877-792-1090 or 858-458-457-1090. Let's jump in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don Colm from Woodland Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Don.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Easter to you. And
same
Captain
to you.
Dave, thank you for taking my call this morning.
My pleasure.
So I have two questions for you. Number one, do you have a white kill bag in the studio with you today?
Yes, we do. You've been to one of my seminars. Yes, I try not to use the word kill, but they made the bag, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. No, your seminars are absolutely off the charts. I would never miss one at the Fred Hall shows.
Thank you very much.
So, with all the years that you've had the opportunity to go fishing, which is absolutely incredible, do you have one species that just absolutely sets you off that you love to target?
Calico bass. That's
Is it really, Dave? Yeah.
On my days off, and I'm weird. But on my days off, I go fishing, and I go bass fishing, and everybody will tell you, I go bass fishing. Every single chance I get, I calico bass fish.
That's cool is it. That?
That's
I
the
love
only
it.
Fish I want to go fish for. Why?
I love it.
Because I get to drop the anchor. I don't have to look through the binoculars. I don't have to spend the day burning a phenomenal amount of fuel. Not that that's, I mean, that offshore
you
thing, that's
me,
great
though.
For all that.
You can't fool me. You're looking at a pair of binos to look a couple miles down the beach to see if that single turn's picking on the edge.
Oh, well,
come
yeah. You want to know the right part of the kelp. But what I do is I have my skiff, 22-foot well-crafted Dana Point Harbor. It's got a 6-scoop bait tank, And
scoop bait tank on a 22-foot walleye.
I got it in with the bait company because of my dad and because of Bucky Everingham. And so I got some cool bait in the boat, and I go to Salt Creek. I fish Salt Creek. Then I go to Dana Point, and then I go to the pipe in front of the harbor. And if they're not biting at those three spots, I go home. And that's my day when on my day off. That's what I do. I go bass
fishing. I have a question. What's your second favorite? Your second most favorite. I mean, calico would be a number one. That's my number
fishing
one.
Fishing the yellows on the iron.
Yellows.
On the iron.
Mine of all things, I don't know why. It's just fishing halibut.
Halibut, right?
I do. I love fishing halibut.
Yeah. Halibut's cool. It's a science.
It's a strategy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's kind of, it's down. You don't get to see so much. And I got ADD, and I need that visual. I need all that visual stuff.
But I'm doing that with the artificial. The artificial and trying to make it happen.
You're different. I'm a bait guy. If I'm going to fish halibut bait, then it's dropping a bait to the bottom.
Halibut fishing in San Diego Bay has been on fire.
It's been so good.
Yeah.
A lot of guys getting limits even.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Cool. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Limits of halibut.
We're giving it up right here.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, getting us started. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Buenos dias, Pete. Hello, Corey, Dave.
Great to have you on the show. Morning, what's going on at one of the most beautiful places on earth?
One of?
Thank you. It's a great spot. And finally, you know, we've had kind of dog days with the fishing. Late winter, just a lot like up in San Diego, up by you guys. But this past week, just in the last few days, it's finally looking like it's picking up. The water's warm some now. It's gone from 69.70 to 73.74. It's warming up and cleaning up, and we haven't had any wind for the last 4 or 5 days, which is nice, and we're finally picking up some fish. It's been inside the last month. Thankfully, we got rooster fish around, quite a few guyos, and picking up 4 or 5 a day at least, and some in the 20 to 25 pound range, but a lot of rooster fish inside. It's basically been inshore fishing, grouper, pargo, and a lot of Sierra early in the morning, but it's been pretty much all inside. And then the last couple of days, all the boats are heading further south. The water's warmer further down there. And yesterday they picked up yellowfin, and wahoo as well. Not all the boats, but there's some around now, and they're starting to move up, thankfully. They caught a, 817 blue down in Cabo on the Pisces fleet this week. Big, huge blue.
That's a giant.
For this time of year. That's giant fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was on a 31-foot boat, and they couldn't fit it on the boat, so they had to have a bigger boat come out and a system just getting it to the port there. But a big fish. But it, like I say, it's just been a late winter. Now it's finally cleaning up, and we're looking for a better week for sure. Looks like it's picking up finally.
It's time. And if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, I know there may be a spot left on our Rancho Leonero spring spectacular, which Statewide Stripes has given away $1,000 cash to the biggest fish there in that tournament, as well as some other great prizes. It's always a great time. And there's other opportunities to come during prime time there at Rancho Leonero, which is starting right now, right?
Right now, actually, yeah. This is a great time of year. And getting into May, it's beautiful springs, beautiful down here. And like I say, the water temp picking up and cleaning up and all that, and the fish are finally starting to show up. So I'm looking forward to a big, big May, that's for sure.
Indeed. And, of course, down at Rancho Leonero, you don't need a radio station down there. You're talking Let's Talk Hookup app all the way, right?
Yeah. We picked up app up off the phone. It works really well down here. Yeah, for sure. And everyone down here listens. That's just happened the last couple of years. But it's given everybody down here in Baja Sur an opportunity to listen to the show, too. It's been great.
It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, we were enjoying some Sierra ceviche last night, John.
We have ceviche every night now. We've actually got appetizers in the restaurant now. We serve from 1 to 6 for all the anglers that come in at 3 and can't wait for dinner. We're serving hamburgers and sushi. It's quite a menu, so we're doing the same.
Sounds incredible. But we were looking at the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page, and about 7 or 8 posts, if anybody's listening and wants to get an aerial shot of what Rancho Leonero,
that was cool, wasn't it?
Heaven looks like. Look at seven or eight posts ago, and you'll see an aerial shot. It's just absolutely beautiful. Such clean water with a reef right out in front. It's a dream, John.
It's pretty cool.
It's a beautiful spot. And those drones are amazing. They finally caught the ranch, and you get a good look at it, you know.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That reef in front is special. Reef in front is special. I try to get on it every day. Now with the water 73, I'm going to dip my toe and get back in there.
There you go. All right, John. Well, if somebody wants to come down, join us down at Rancho Leonero. How do we do that?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Sure appreciate you and Rancho Leonero. And I want to say, since you were one of our original sponsors here 26, 27 years ago, I want to also throw a big thank you to all the sponsors of Let's Talk Hookup that have been so supportive, including you, John, and everybody that sponsors Let's Talk Hookup, so supportive during this challenging time, shall we say, that we're going through with 1090. But the good news is we will be around. We're currently just streaming right now, but we will be back on the radio very, very soon at the absolute latest, May 11th. But I certainly hope it'll be this next week.
To say whether it goes left or goes right or whatever direction it goes, there will be a home.
Yes, there will be a radio home, as well as now that we have established people to on our app as well as our streaming, there's always a home for Let's Talk.
Well, you know, the radio show's been so good for the ranch over the years. I'm a team player, that's for sure, and everything's going to work out well, Pete, and it has. And the Internet, thankfully for the Internet and all that, it's given us the ability down here to listen to the radio show as well. So
no doubt about it, John. Well, hey, well, thanks very much for that. And, of course, for the next couple weeks, you'll be talking to Corey and Rick, and I'll talk to you when we get back from Japan.
I look forward to it. You have a nice trip in Japan.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call this morning. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. And, Corey, let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Temecula this morning, and he wants to talk to you, your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
I wanted to thank Dave. I've been a subscriber on your saltwater guide for a while and reached out to him. I was fishing the Oceanside Anglers Halibut Tournament yesterday and asked him, if you were going to fish the tournament, where would you go? And he answered me back really quick and said, you know, go to the South Pike down at the San Onofre Power Plant and, you know, how to fish it, and gave me all the details. And I think we got second place in the tournament. So I just wanted
Sweet.
To say thank
how
you.
How cool is that?
Thank you, John. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So how big was that halibut?
9.7 pounds, and I think first place is around 30. So I think, yeah.
A big spread.
I got beat bad.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's still a very nice halibut.
That's insane.
How deep of water, John, were you fishing roughly? I mean, just like a rough estimate of where you were getting bites.
That we were, I'll tell you exactly where we were at. We're the buoys
right.
that sit outside the power plant. We were in about 60 feet of water just beyond the buoys.
Nice.
And that's where we got the fish.
Nice.
Nice. And a sardine?
On a sardine, on an egg sinker and a hook. No, what Dave told me was no arts and crafts class. You need, you know, you don't have to have all the beads and fancy stuff. Just put a slide a sinker up, tie a hook on, put a dean on the bottom, and you'll be good.
Sweet.
That's cool.
There you go.
That's right. It's right there on the website. Like I tell all the guys, if you do it this way, then it's my fault. If you don't, then it's your fault.
Well, great stuff, and congratulations. Hope you pull it off there, second-place win in that tournament. That's a prestigious tournament, and those guys, there's a lot of good halibut fishermen in that tournament. Take second place, that's huge.
Yeah, we had a great time, great friends, and really appreciate your help, Dave.
Thank you, John.
Thanks
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call
happy
this morning.
Easter, everybody. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter. Hey, when we come back on this Easter day on Let's Talk Cook Up, we're going to have more from your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen. We've got over an hour and a half left here on the show, and we're having a great time. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Serious business on the
back. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Coming up this week, it is the oldest and biggest yacht show. It's the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 46 years as the premier show in the West. In beautiful Newport Beach, and spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. It's more than 200 boats, trawlers, motor yachts, and of course sport fishers, and you'll find a wide range of products and services. Owning a new boat and a big boat more enjoyable. It is this Thursday through Sunday, April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, Thursday noon to 7, Friday, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5. Admission's just $15, and kids 12 and under are free. Great family day out there. Off-site parking and free shuttle. Check it out, NewportInWaterBoatShow.com for more information. That's NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup Network in studio.
Yeah, and Captain Dave Hansen's given all the secrets to tell us about Saltwater Guy. But in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Hey, and the catch report today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you don't have one of these installed, the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. It's as smart as it gets, Pete.
It is.
Just one of the several switches, sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed. Let's start it up at the home of Dave Hansen, Captain Brian Willie at Dan and Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, we got our hard hats on in the studio here, Brian.
You're going to need your chin strap, too. Yeah, it's a full-speed chaos in there, huh?
No doubt.
Hey, gosh, this week up here, you know, I'm going to tell you, we saw more similar conditions and outcome as we have the last few weeks up here. Man, as Dave can attest, our water up here is trying really hard to be stable, but things are still vulnerable. It's just typical April weather, you know, lots of bait around up here as well. And with that, you know, our viable option for us on most of our three-quarter day trips right now still continues to be that bottom fish. And fortunate for us, the stuff's been biting. It's been very good, both some of the zones straight out in front of our harbor, there's some deep water there that's been biting, and then, of course, the standard spots down below there off Salmon Over and Box Canyon. Seems like this last week the mornings fished the best for us, and we've had a little bit of breeze kind of kicking up in the afternoon that's made things a little bit tricky. But nonetheless, there's plenty of bottom fish action, and it's been good. You know, it's been keeping us busy and bags full for sure. Now, the half-day fishing in on the coast here, with that water vulnerability, you know, and that afternoon breeze, it's been tricky in the shallows. You know, you've got to know your rocks and your little spots where you can kind of fall back on. This is a good time of year for some of those fallback spots. We're fishing some of those little rocks and stuff with some crab and some clam and all kinds of funky weird bait to, you know, get some bites, some nice sheephead, some bass and things like that. But along a couple days this week, we had a little bit of sunshine poking out, and that, you know, did perk up. It's amazing what just a few hours of sunshine will do on the water. We had some fly line bass action midweek with some of that sunshine too. So everything's trying to get itself to kind of gel together. The Fury, he's been over at Kalmetty. He's had some really good action on that bottom fishing as well over at the islands. He's had some real good mixed fish for his guys, and yesterday had a good spot of bonito as well that they're able to catch on. Also, so
is that big giant bonito that's down the Coronado Island way too?
No, it's a little bit smaller. It's not quite that jumbo stuff.
Yeah,
man, that stuff's beautiful. We'd love to see some of that.
I bet it will be up there. Yeah.
So we'll just have to, you know, keep the trawlers out and keep looking. So that's that's where we're at with our report. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly we're getting out. There's room for people. Our phone number up here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web always at danandwharf.com, and we urge you guys to use that discount code when you book online of DW25. It'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. Come fishing with us.
Such a great deal. DW25 right on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com. Just click on that Dana Wharf banner, take you right there, and get your deal.
That's it. Save some money.
All right. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good Easter.
Brian. All right.
That's awesome stuff. Let's jump. Oh, we got Gundy Gunderson right on. Gundy Gunderson, good morning. Or Surf Fishing Report from surffishingreport.com. Good morning, Gundy.
How you doing, Corey?
Good. Good to hear from you. Like I always say, it's my favorite report of the week, Gundy.
I appreciate that. It's the contribution of all those tackle shops, and I try to mention them, but those guys, they're the bomb. You know, they filter all that information and get it to us, but we're looking good here. Good spring fishing continues. Some excellent halibut catches this week, and it's time to really get on those halibut. There were some very, very nice fish. Lots of more legal fish in the shallows, too. Lots of spawning barred perch. Good croaker bites. We had some white sea bass in the mix. A show of early corbina on the southern beaches, starting to see some sand crabs. So it's all coming together. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch action on most beaches. Gaviota, Goleta, East Beach, hot spots, go-to spots up there. Lugworms were a top bait. Most of the fish in that one-pound class, a few kickers pushing the two-pound class. Wiley's held an uptown derby on Saturday. No giant fish, but a lot of one-pound fish, one-and-a-half-pound. I think one-pound, 11-ounce, yeah, that's what took top honors, and the fish was taken let's see, where was it taken up there? Santa Claus Lane, that's right. Ghost shrimp was the bait, and ghost shrimp's always a good bait if you want to catch a bigger one. Lugworms were another top bait. Dolphin croaker, short white sea bass, leopard sharks also in the mix. They also had the catch of the week, a 3-pound, 3-ounce opali, which also took a ghost shrimp, and that's a fat button bass, if you like to call them that. Big fish reported good halibut action along Shoreline Drive there in Long Beach. Several fish around that 30-inch mark. White Berkeley jerk shad, either drop shot or fished with a dart head, were real hot. Ketchum tackle reported, and I got several reports about that Newport area. Really good halibut fishing all along the peninsula, the area around the piers, the street jetties, river jetties, all that stuff is producing. One of the hot baits with the grunion and the smelt around was the electric grunion and sexy smelt pattern flash minnows. And those guys on the flash minnows really catching some fish Pacific Coast reported lots of corbina showing along North County beaches there. Spots of sand crabs just emerging. Army, Navy, South Carlsbad, two of the better spots to look. The halibut fishing was also good with live smelt and live sardine, a top choice in the lagoons, and starting to get more fish on the beaches. And then a couple orange-mouth corvina taken in the lagoon.
Corvina!
That's right. That's right. So, boy, that's a lot of species there, guys. You know,
kidding.
This is spring has sprung, as I always say.
It's good
and
fishing.
And it's time to get out there.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, great report. This is the time to go surf fishing, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Time to go halibutting.
Halibutting, yeah, that's
I love
fun
it,
the
man.
Surf,
that's
right. Are you kidding
that's
me?
One of my absolute most favorite things to do, Gundy. Fishing the surf for halibut, and it's such a productive way of doing it, and it's pretty darn easy and a
they're
lot
in
of
there.
Fun. And dude, you catch them in such shallow water, right to your feet, huh, Gundy?
That's right. That's right. They're in there, and they're, you know, they're aggressive. And you see how these guys, you fish them with those hard jerk baits. You're looking for aggressive fish. You're covering water, and it's not finesse fishing. Those fish see that lure in the tumult of the surf, and bam, they hit it.
And they smash them with a vengeance. I mean, it's not tickling it and eating it from the tail and let them eat it kind of thing. They literally take it from you.
Yeah.
In the bass fishing world, they call it the power fishing.
I love it.
Power fishing. Yeah, I like it. All right, Gundy, thanks a lot for that. All right, talk to you soon. And, of course, that report sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com. That's Bill Varney's great site. It's spring and time to get ready to fish the beach. Crab catchers, handmade surf rods, tackle kits, and more. Check out Bill Varney's site and hand-pick surf fish tackle wherever you find you're going to find everything you need for the surf fish angler. That's surffishtackle.com. And I might add, too, that Bill Varney also does our weekly Let's Talk Hookup, our bi-monthly Let's Talk Hookup email blast, does a great job on that. And that's where you'll keep informed of what's happening with Let's Talk Hookup as far as radio and such like that. Of course, you're always going to get informed on letstalkhookup.com, our website, on our app as well. But if you want to know more, just subscribe to our email blast. It's free. We're not going to sell it. We're not going to spam you. It's just comes to your inbox every other week, and we'll keep you informed of what's going on.
Yeah, you're just going to get the latest information, and it doesn't go any further than Pete sending you an email every 2 weeks or
right.
Unless there's something breaking
Unless
news.
Unless something breaking
news. Breaking
news
that might happen this week.
I think we might have some breaking news this week. We'll see what happens.
I like it.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the funds. The only nine available. If you want to get through and talk to Captain Dave, have a chance to win those great prizes, the year fishdope.com membership, the year saltwater guide, your saltwater guide membership, and the choice of three rubs from fpgourmet.com is 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling. He's calling from the Clemente. How about that? Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. It's Sherry. S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Sherry.
Well, Sherry, we are very sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm actually on the Clemente right now. We just dropped the anchor. We've got Captain Corey in the wheelhouse and Mauricio on the grill. So I'm super excited. I just got a brand new fishing belt. I had a neck surgery, so my upper body strength isn't very good, but I'm not going to stop fishing. So I wanted to see if you guys could give me some tips on how to use my fishing belt. I've never used one before.
There it is, Dave.
Where do you want to place that belt?
Well, you got to make sure that it's adjusted right so that when you put the rod into the belt that it's level with where your hands are going to be. It's going to be super important to make sure that that fits perfect. You want to make sure it fits now before you hook a fish. You want to get it set up so that grab one at Mauricio or grab Corey and have them grab the tip of the rod, put it in the rod holder, see, make sure that it feels right in there before you hook up, because after you hook up, it's going to be too late. All that running around and juggling the rod, you're going to give slack to the fish, and then he's going to throw your hook.
Yeah. Now, one other tip I'll give you too, Sherry, that I've seen numerous times, and I'll see if you guys agree with this, is a lot of people lose fish looking to put their rod in the rod holder. They hook the fish, and then the first thing they think about, I got to get my rod in the rod holder, and the line goes slack, and they lose the fish.
You got to get four or five cranks on them before you start thinking about putting it in the holder. The biggest problem I see is you hook it, and then you're panicking to get it into the holder. You give the fish slack, and by the time you get it into the where the butt of the rod needs to go into the holder, the slack's been given to them already, and it's over. Three or four cranks. Let them start to take line, then put it into the holder itself.
There you go. We'd say have the rod bent for good and, and
get some line, get them ripping some line.
Because even if you're weak on the upper body right now, you still can get those cranks. Get four or five cranks, and then once the rod starts to bend, and everybody on the Clemente is going to be there to help you.
And using the lower and midsection actually with the rod holder, I mean with the rod butt in the what do you call it? I don't know, the gusset or whatever. I mean you're going to be able to get some leverage and pull and maybe a chance of a yellow on the Clemente.
Absolutely, it all depends on that water and what's going on right now. I'm sure that Corey's down there fishing that rockfish because those little reds have been biting pretty good. But
that sounds delicious, actually.
Oh boy,
absolutely. Good Sherry, luck with your new rod holder.
Yeah, have a great time and thanks for calling us live aboard the Clemente. Appreciate the call this morning.
That's so awesome. We're gonna have more awesome callers. We're gonna have more from your saltwater guy, Dave Hanson. When we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on this Easter day on the Mighty 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.